to another edition of the Point Wedlock Podcast Show. Like I said in another episode, Russia, you need to straighten out, man. I'm going to talk to you more. Okay, Putin? Okay, Russia? Go home. You leave Ukraine alone.
Island man games, everybody seems to play. Well, it's a life of lesson, cause that game is here to stay. If she leaves it for another, that takes you with a new.
Sorry everyone, I forgot the sign off thing, you know, whenever episode 27, when I say call my kids' names and everything, it just cut off for me. So if it just cut off, you listen to that episode, sorry about that. You know, the kids was knocking on the door and I accidentally hit the wrong button and I didn't do my sign off signature. So sorry about that. It's a good thing. It's a mistake to remember about. That's what I'm going to talk about. Life mistakes. You know, we all make them. And God forgive us for them. But do you forgive yourself for them? Do you think about your mistakes? Do you think other people think about your mistakes that you made? Do they forgive you for it? Okay. We can talk about that. Remember. Remember how many times you get knocked down. How many times you get back up. Keep going. Hey, go with the flow. So let's talk, planet Earth. Well, we're back. And I got my daughter, Jessica. Once again, to all of y'all who answered my call and prayed for me. Now, I'm asking you one more again. Can you please pray that me and Jessica get the apartment that I choose for her. The apartment that I live in, the landlord don't do anything to it. So just pray that we get this apartment. I went to look at it yesterday. And anybody know about the Baltimore Round Rant, Reisertown Road, and the Reisertown Plaza area? It's those apartments right behind the park, right behind our plaza, Reisertown Plaza, and right beside the Reisertown. Across the street from the Reisertown subway station. It's called Metro Point Apartment. Now, anybody ever lived there? Anybody lived there? Or anybody going to live there? Or anybody live around there? No. It's a pretty good neighborhood because I lived there with my family before. You know, right behind the plaza too, in one of the art homes before the art of Baltimore put us out for no reason. And lied to say that I destroyed the house. You know. And I think this is the one of the houses that they lied to me that when Candy lied on me saying that I hit her, they was lying saying that when they were putting us out, they was going to get us apartments out there by Metro Point. Those apartments they were supposed to give us. Get it for us. And they lied. But because they were taking Candy. Candy knew that they were taking her away. They were trying to hide the kids and saying that I was a danger to the kids and her. Which I wasn't. Now we found out years later that she's the crazy one and she's the danger to our children. See? You put your trust in Jesus. The dark the light will shine on the darkness. You know, the light will shine on the darkness. And the truth will come out sooner or later. And her truth came out. All the people who was trying to keep her away from me, they all gone. They're not here no more. You know? it's not funny. It's really not, but it's a little amusing, you know? And a couple episodes earlier, I was talking about that I was talking to her on the phone. She sounded good and everything. Then we found out what was really going on with Jessica and that thing that she lived with and everything. And like I said, I can't talk about it because still on that investigation and all that stuff. But Jessica is so happy right now, guys. All y'all who prayed for her, that I find her and everything, that she's a happy young 18-year-old teenager. She's happy, okay? And all the things that she's been through with her mother and that person she was, she's so happy. A big sister came over the weekend and spent the whole weekend with her from Friday to Sunday. A brother took her to Walmart and took us over his house and everything. And you know, I went to look at Mitchell Plus apartments that I'm going to get for her. She's going to have a nice place to stay and everything with her father. That's me. Guys, all y'all church people who pray for us, keep praying, okay? And I love y'all all, brothers and sisters, okay? I love you all across the world, okay? I know y'all did. I know all of y'all across the world prayed for who heard my last call when I was trying to find Jessica. And I asked y'all to pray for me. Pray for her and pray for me that I find her and everything. And I'm just going to keep on saying thanks to y'all. And family, Nancy, Rob Land, everybody is pitching in to help out. And it's been coming really well. Even Henry. He moved a little slow, but even Henry, the person that worked with me, we're going to get her birth certificate. We're going to get her ID. She doesn't have no ID. We're going to get a lot of things for her. My cousin Tia, she bought some clothes, really nice clothes for her over. To Latia, they all get together and got some food so she can eat. She's doing a great job staying here by herself and everything and listening. So far, so good. And I just keep my hands on God's hands and keep my hopes. Yeah. And my brother, he sacrificed so she can move in. So he went somewhere else to stay. I love him. I love my big brother to death because he stayed here with me. I still got to renew my learner's permit because I felt a law test. I don't know how that happened. And I passed it so many times. And just went in there. It happens sometimes, you know. I mean, but I'm going to pass it. I'm going to get my learner's permit back. This will be the year that I'm going to get my license, guys. So I ain't going to talk about it too much, but I'm going to get my license. My brother, when I would have passed, my brother would have came, took me out and do some maneuvers and with the car and everything, with his car in the parking lot and everything. If I would have got my learner's permit, I would just pass that test. And when I go back, I'm going to pass that test. I put it for June, but I'm going to set another appointment early in June. I want to go back for revenge. The learner's permit is easy to pass. I'm ready to go for the BTW. Anybody know what that means? Behind the wheel. But anyway, I don't really want to talk about that until I get my learner's permit, renew my learner's permit, and get my, okay? EPA thing renewed because it's running out too. And they're going to give me an extension for it and everything. But it's running out. Matter of fact, it will be out tomorrow, Monday. But everything is running, everything's doing good, you know? Everything's doing ready like it's supposed to. With God, Jesus leading the way, I see a lot of good things coming this year. And I got paid from Speak. The people who paid me from Speak, they paid me a little bit of royalty, you know. Not a lot of money, you know, not $1 million, nothing like that. It was just right on time, too. And all the people from Speak, I love y'all. Thank you for the little cash in the PayPal account. It will help me with me and my daughter. I mean, not a lot, but who cares? It's something to help. And I love doing my own podcast. And all of y'all behind the scenes at Speak, keep it up. Keep the job up. And that little change, that little bit of penny change, add up. It really do. It might take a little while to add up, but it do. And it helps a lot. Okay? Anybody who have a podcast on this knows that that little bit of change, that little bit of change helps a lot. You know, it's like a second job. You know, it's like doing Uber or Lyft or something. Doing this podcast, you know. And it's a lot of fun, you know. I mean, don't really talk about anything, but I just tell people how I'm doing. Talk about Star Trek, talk about Star Wars, you know, and stuff like that. And I love it, you know. And hey, it is what it is, you know. But boy, I can never be so happy, you know. And I made a lot of overtime money last pay time. I made a lot of overtime money. And something tell me I'm going to make another amount like that again. I just got a feeling. That helped me with Jessica a lot, you know. And I'm going to get another TV. I'm just going to be blessed with a lot of stuff, okay? But, you know, and so, just so proud of my son and everything. He's a wonderful person, you know. He's just a wonderful person. He just is, you know. He loves his family. I can see that he loves his family, you know. And it's just a shame that his mother is the way she is, you know, because he really loves his mother. And all the kids love their mom, their mother. And I didn't know she was going to take it this far. She's just going to abandon her whole entire family. I mean, she thinks her worst days is upon her, which would happen. There's more days that she's gonna get, you know, for what she's doing. And like I said, if things happen like Jessica said it happened, then her days is numbered, you know. And all I can say that I just hope God had mercy on her soul, okay? And now that she's family enemy number one. I have to say this because she's family enemy number one. Because what happened to Jessica, and she let it happen to Jessica and all. Let these things happen. like I said before, there's no hate. No hate. Ever, 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 ever. I don't know how to describe what I can say about her. Maybe you go to a pastor or a church and ask them how I feel. But no hate. Never hate. Okay? To start hating, that means I'm going to start being like her and stuff like that. And but deeply, at this pretty angry of what the things she's done and done in the past, and the things she's continuing doing. And it's hard to explain, you know, but even your worst enemy, you got to pray for. And even your worst person who was once good, you got to pray for that maybe one day it will turn around. And maybe, you know. But all y'all Christian people and everybody, her name is Candy Lynn Clark. She's about 48 years old, and she's a very really need person that need God. Okay, just put it like that. She really need God. And she need to get away from that person that she was, and she need God. And I just ask Christian people out there around the world to pray for my ex, Candy Lynn Clark. Just pray for her. That's all I can ask y'all. Because I can't say no more about her, because every time I think about her and think about what she let happen to Jessica, I get upset, you know, because I care more about my daughter than I do her. And I think God will agree with me. If Jesus was here, he will agree with me too. And but I still gotta remember that she's Jesus' daughter. She's a child of Jesus. And in every way it matters, even it's so hard to say, you just got to forgive her. The forgiveness is not for her. It's for you. It's not for her. It's for you. And everybody that has been down or been hurt or been abused by people, you got to remember, you got to forgive them who do things to you. Because the forgiveness is not for them, it's for you to move on, to get close to God, and to grow. And you let God take care of that person. And, okay? And somewhere deep down, deep down in that darkness that she let cover or take control of her, it's light. It's light there. And it's still light that's wanting to get out and shine again. But the most powerful man on earth in the universe can find that light and bring it out. So that's why I ask for people around the world to pray for my ex-wife, okay? So, I mean, tell you things that she let happen to Jessica, her daughter, you'll probably be like, wow, you know, yeah. But I can't say anything because it's still an investigation and stuff like that. And once all of that is over, she's in her new place. Jessica in some new place, and all this mess is over with. Then I will talk to you about it. I'll even have Jessica on here. But the main thing is, she's here with me. I got her. I love her. And I'm never going to let her go. she's my joy. Michael is my joy. Ashley is my joy. Donald and Maya is my joy. I love love him 100% the same. There's no one that I love more. I love all five of them the same, especially the one in heaven. So, I do, and I can't speak with that for the other current, that mother. I just can't, you know. I have the right to talk about what she's doing and everything, but I can't judge. I mean, a lot of other people in my family and everything will judge and will spread their opinion. But because I did things too, but not that deep she's doing. You know, no the way. I love my kids. I've never heard them. But daddy did things too. But got myself together and job, and wow. Look at me. Just look at me. You know. I know Jesus loves me, you know. And he definitely gonna let me get my driving license. I can see myself driving. But just have to wait. You know, just have to wait. My skiing trip. Supposed to be going on a skiing trip. Going back skiing on March the 5th. Now, if it do happen, this will be my first time back on skis for over 20 or 25 years, almost 30 years. And I still know how to ski. Still remember everything. My brother, 2 weeks ago, came up with the idea. Jack Frost, Big Bear, in Pennsylvania. And we're supposed to be going. The trip all together. Supposed to be $400, you know, $200 from my brother, $200 from me, and we're going to spend the whole day there, the whole day, Saturday, the whole day. I have the whole day, the fourth off. My boss told you I got a great supervisor and a boss, you know, they great. When I say God bless me, he bless me, you know, he I'm always going to talk about this, people. I'm just going to brag about it. I'm just going to brag about Jesus. Because I just want people to come to him, you know? Because this world needs him, you know? And I'm going to talk about what he did for me. Maybe others who's listening to this will start reading the Bible and talking to him. And he'll start opening the doors for you, okay? He did it for me. He will do it for you. He's real, he's alive, and he's just waiting for you to come to him. You know, don't deny him. As in this world and what's going on with Russia, do not deny him. You know, maybe that's one of the reasons why I'm going to speak. And he gave me this opportunity to speak on speak, because he know that I would deliver. And somehow he knew. He's the master of the universe. He knows how to use people. And he using me to talk to y'all all around the world, you know? Look, he found people promoting my podcast, and they promoted all over the world, you know? Something told me to promote it today. Go by and promote. Promote. Go get those people to promote you. And they did, you know? And watch. I'm probably going to have about over 2,000, maybe close to 3,000 hits before this week is over. You know? I'm probably going to have about 3,000 hits before this week is over. And might be on the top 10 of speak website, you know, if I go live or if I do a recording, do a lot more recordings, I might be one in the top 10, up in the top 10. Who knows, might be the top 5. I think I was up there one time, you know, thankful my promoters that promote me and all. And I got a shout out to all of them. All them guys to get me all the states and give me all the people all over the world and everything. Thank you, guys. Thank you. You know, all my promoters who promote my podcast, thank you. Thank you. Love you. I have to get my message out because God want me to get it out. Jesus want me to get it out. You know, and he's an awesome God. He's awesome. And just love to talk about it, you know. Love to talk about it. And like the song say, go with the flow. You know, and but you know, things will be going on. I probably gotta play for the go with the flow again. And I'm gonna pay for that before they send me a letter, you know. I don't know if it's paid for or not, but I'm gonna pay for it. Let me get that up right now. You know, just to make sure I don't forget. But I will get that in, and hopefully they won't be bugging me. You know, hey Glory, you gotta pay for that go with the flow. You know, I know you gotta pay for it. You know, I know you gotta pay for it. But you gotta pay a little fee every month. You know, but I don't think it's up yet. I don't know what's wrong with this thing, you know. I'm just trying to pay for my account, but it seems it's giving me trouble. But, you know, looking for my account. Make sure it ain't expired yet. I don't want to get in no trouble by any. People. So, just want to make sure I have inspired and go ahead and pay for it. But it's only $15 a month, and I use the song Go With The Flow. I'm sorry, people. I'm into this, and I'm trying to look for my account and everything. You know? But, I just want to talk to you what's going on with Ukraine and everything. And this whole people out there around the world is praying for the people. And hopefully they'll get everything together. And I think that hopefully they get everything together and they come to a peaceful solution, and it will be all right, you know. It will come to a peaceful agreement. I mean, how long can you do what you do, you know? Putin just want to show his strength, and it's just really terrible, you know. When somebody wants to just be a big booty on the block, you know, and just want to show off. So I really think that hopefully they will come to a solution and they will find peace. And everything will be fine. So Ukraine, people around Ukraine, got a lot of Russia people fighting for you too, you know. They fighting for you in the streets in Russia, getting locked up, you know, for protesting their rights and stuff like that. And if that's one thing, you don't have no freedom in Russia. You can't protest what you want to protest, you know. And that's wrong too. I mean, people pay taxes for that damn military they got, but they can't express their stuff. Wow. It's, to me, I just look at it as a thing that it just shouldn't be, man. It just shouldn't be. You know, I don't care. I don't care who you are. You should just go in anybody's country and try to force them to live where they want to live, how they want to live. You know? It's wrong. You know, it's really wrong. And I'm mostly talking to Putin. I mean, you force things on people, and they don't want to live like that, man. So, you know, it's just the way it is, you know. Man, just hope the world just get itself together. I mean, really, really get itself together. It can't stay like this. The world just can't stay like this, people. More people just got to get involved, you know. I don't care where you're from, what part of the world you are. You got to get it together. Just watch it on the news. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, they talking about it all the time. Just watch it, you know. I don't know what to say. And I know a lot of y'all listen to this, watch the news and everything. And y'all got to see, y'all got to be praying for people out there. Over there. You got to be praying over there, you know, for them. It's hard for me to discuss this. I just wish the world would come together. Things would be more better for other people, and no, hate this. So people, I'm just trying to fix this Ebony Sound account and try to renew my account. So that's why I'm still quiet every now and then. But just think about put yourself in a situation in Ukraine and just imagine America is being attacked by Russia or China or North Korea. When you want people to pray for you, you know, when you want people to come to help you, America, we sport. We are sport. We very sport on things, and we very selfish. And we can't be like that. We just can't. Can't be like that because we blessed. This country is blessed in many ways. In some ways we curse because we still got prejudice. We still got people skin their head and hold up the sign and say white power and all. I mean, they want white power. All they have to do is go to Walgreens and get some power and put it on their ass. And they ain't white enough. But we still have people in our white power, whatever that means. I don't get it what it means, you know. To me, it's just stupid. You know? yeah, it's just real So, it's just, it's nuts, you know. And we go talk about other people, countries, and all that stuff. We talk about Putin. We talk about China. We talk about North Korea. But I don't hear them on the streets holding signs up, dressing up like they, in white sheets and stuff like that, and burning crosses. I mean, they might not like black people over in North Korea either. They might not like black people over in China that much. They might not like black people over in Russia. But they keep it hitting. I mean, I've never been in Russia, so I can't judge. No, I've never been in China, so I can't judge. I've never been over North Korea or in anywhere else, so I can't judge. You know, but I do know in Mexico, I mean, it's pretty cool down there. That's where my brother want to go, you know. It's pretty cool down there. Some parts of the country, like Great Britain, Spain, France, they don't care if you're black or white. They don't give a doggone what you are, you know. It's not like here, you know. You probably do got your little prejudices and stuff like that over there, but it's not like here. It's not like in this country. That's what my brother told me, and I do believe him. It's not like in here, you know. And but I tell you, man, look at yourself before you look at anybody else, and look at the people in Capitol Hill. Democrats and Republicans. Look at them. Even one of them don't care about us. Even one of them never marched to the streets of Baltimore. I never seen any kind of Democrat thing to Baltimore. You know? Don't care about us. They get on there, just speak so they can get elected. You know? Nancy? Just because she's the Speaker of the House and all that. Don't really care about her. But I ain't gonna go to no Capitol and try to kill her or nothing like that, like they did January the 6th. I ain't gonna do that. She's a woman. She's a human being. She's somebody's daughter, somebody's grandmother, somebody's wife. You know, you don't do that to people. You don't go in your own country and attack your own country people. You know? The job is already hard enough. Then you're going to have a whole bunch of pig-looking, pig-skin, pink-skin, crackers, neck, half-breed-looking people attacking the Capitol, destroying property and all for no reason. I mean, come on. Come on. What kind of country is this? You know, what kind of country is this? And then half of the Star Trek fans, get on y'all. Talking about y'all want to go back to the old days of Star Trek with a white man in charge. You should be happy you got a black woman in charge. You got a black leading woman on screen. I know I'm really happy. It's about doggone time. You know? Have a black woman in charge of a crew. Picard, white, British. Captain Arch, white. But he had Travis, the guy who played Travis. You know, Montgomery Travis. You know, the guy that drove the ship in the Enterprise. In the Enterprise. Never got a line. Never got that much time on TV. Worf, LaForte, Jolie, they never got that much time. Always Captain Riker, always the other woman. Riker was nipping his nose up her butt. You know, And yeah, because Wolf had her first, you know, and then Riker probably got mad, you know. I remember that episode. Wolf fell in love with Troy, Deanna. And I don't know what happened to that, you know, but they was a good couple, you know. Then Wolf's wife on Deep Space Nine died. They killed her off. I mean, she was more beautiful than Diana Troy, you know. Then they give the original and Next Generation a movie. Didn't even touch Deep Space Nine. Didn't even give them a movie, not one movie. No, they had the best series of all the franchise. See what I mean? So there's still pressures, even in the Star Trek community. There's pressures, you know. It don't show a lot, but it's there. Believe me, it's there. Ask some of the actors. Ask some of the people who work on the show. It's there. You know? From the actors to the behind-the-scenes people. It's probably there. But it's probably ain't like it is when you go outside. You know? Go up in the hills and see the dumb boys. That they call the Proud Boys. I call them the dumb boys. You know? You know? And we talk about Russia and Ukraine. I mean, it's a war going on right in our backyard, people. Right in our backyard. Ugliness called prejudice won't go away. It's like cancer. Won't go away. Drugs. Our young people shooting each other. And you want this to be, you want to make it to a Star Trek world? Nah. We ain't going to get close to that. I don't think we probably will never see that. You know, it's really not going to happen. When I say it, I really don't care what people think. I don't think it's going to happen, people. We can talk about it all we want, you know. We can dream about it all we want. We can... We're not ready for it, you know. We're just not ready for it. And the reason is that, because... Look at the things that's going on. No, look at it. Look at the things that are going on. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, people. And y'all look at it. You look at it. And we built all this stuff, and now look at it. Look at us. I just hope they can sit down at the table and come to agreement. Because look how many years it took us to build all this great technology that we can touch people with and give people hope and tell them to come to Jesus and all. And at a blink of an eye, it's all going to be destroyed because this one man want to show his aggressiveness. This one man want to show his power. Was it worth building all this stuff? Was it worth going up in space and messing up the atmosphere and all that stuff? Was it worth it? America, Britain, France, Spain, China, everyone around the world, was it worth it? Was it worth computers, cell phones. But is it worth it? Because we don't get things straight with Ukraine and Russia. What good is all this stuff? All this technology? What good is it? Just think about it, people. Putin is talking about coming back to nuclear bombs. When they finally got peace with nuclear bombs, he talking about coming back to it. Watch the news. Watch every detail they talk about on the news. If they don't talk about it on CNN, go to another channel. Go to the internet channel. Any news. Watch the details. There's no faith for what we make, people. No faith for what we make. We can build it, and in the blink of an eye, we can destroy it. Take years to build it. Just take one button to blow it all to hell. And there's so much out there that we can share with. We don't have to be stingy or angry with nobody. We can share everything with Russia. Russia can share everything with us. Come on, world. Come on. Why you want to do this to each other? Russia, go home. Putin, bring your people back home. Leave that little country alone. Give peace a chance. It's Koiwela. Donald, Ashley, Maya, Jessica, Michael, and we love you. Live long and prosper if you can. And I hope the 4th of Jesus is with Russia, Ukraine, and the rest of the world. God bless. Good luck. Good night.